In this section, I will be uploading a new version of an existing file into the library. That is, I will be uploading a file that has the same file name and extension as a file that is already in the library. But first, we need to talk about the versioning feature. Versioning is widely used, but not all libraries have it. If the site owner enabled versioning for this library, then when you upload a file that has the same name as a file in the library, the system offers page-level access to the latest version, but you can use the edit control block to access older versions. If the site owner disabled versioning for this library, then uploading a file completely overwrites the existing file and that is all any user can view. So, in the following example, the library has the versioning feature enabled. First, I go to the bottom of the page to click the Add Document link. As before, the Upload Document dialog appears. As before, I click Browse, so I can find and click the updated file named Adverbs. The path to the file appears in the dialog. Now we need to consider the checkbox, labeled Add as a new version to existing files. Ordinarily, you skip this field and leave the checkbox selected. However, in the rare cases where you want to be certain that an existing file is not disturbed in any way by you uploading the current file, then clear this checkbox. With this disabled, while versioning is enabled, then whenever you try to upload a file with the same name and extension as an existing file, an error message appears. So, let's go back and leave the field selected. The version comments field is optional. But this text box is a good place to comment what has changed in this version. Then, I click OK. The second dialog appears. Notice in the lower left that the version number is now one major release higher. The fields on the dialog see the metadata that I entered the first time I uploaded the file. Unless some metadata has changed, I simply click the check-in button here, and the latest version of my file appears in the library. But, since versioning is enabled on this library, the previous version is not gone. We explore how to view an earlier version later in this WBT.